package or present your proposals in a way that it will attract funding, in a way that investors will be interested in it. Because we look at the sanitation value chain, there are lots of opportunities, even in the country, in Nigeria. But to package these activities or programs, we need that support, maybe a consultancy in place to be able to guide the countries to bring up these projects or put them the proposals that will be able to attract investors to come in and support the programs. That's in essence what I mean. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this clarification. Is there any other, yes, question? Zambia, please.
Thank you very much. My name is Nalili Kennedy from Zambia, from the Ministry of Water, Development and Sanitation. I think that what I'm about to say is just a comment. My first impression is on the workshop itself. I think that this workshop has been a very good workshop, quite learning, a big learning experience for Zambia. To the organizers, I think that the speakers that you brought from the funding perspective, also from the financial institutions, have brought out issues that we are going to take back home and be able to come up with a number of things. I think you have given us a lot of work to do. Secondly, I just wanted to report briefly, Zambia has also applied to accede to the UN Water Convention. And at the moment, we are at the point where we have submitted everything to our cabinet. And currently, we are receiving comments from all the ministries. And after that, then it will be submitted for approval for cabinet. Alongside that, Zambia has been trying to establish the Luapula River Authority. That's a transboundary water course with the neighboring Congo DRC, and we have advanced in that process. We have a clear roadmap that we are following with the Congo DR. We already have an MOU with the Congo DR on the establishment of a hydropower station along the transboundary water courses, and at the moment